capitão Maran, pai.
Aí tô em Goluca Coroa, aí eu aduio.
Eu o balismo.
Alright, alright, alright. Mind, 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 you go with something.
Creole language, that's the culture.
Creole language or dialect.
Misa Creole from Bluefields.
Isaac Creole from Port.
Isaac Creole from Island.
Isaac Creole from Lagoon.
Ah, Rachel Lamson, a Caribbean Island teacher, is proud of her identity.
Well, I consider Creole as a part of me because I am Creole and I highly esteem, proud of where I come from and what made me a Creole.
You did know the difference between language and dialect. Let us hear what the linguist Aja Koskinen say about it.
Nicaraguan Creole is an English based. In Haiti, as you know probably, them talk a French based Creole. And the next place they can talk Dutch based Creole and so on. So that next language just give the vocabulary and then the new language born. So in no way you can say that Creole is, for instance, bad English or bastard English or whatever them trying to say here. It's a confusion. Creole is definitely a language.
But I would really want to know my history.
To know where you come from, let go hear the historian Johnny Hodgson.
This is a very interesting story. According to history, where this Creole business began, the black people that was here as slaves, a lot of those black people got free in the year 1783, before emancipation of slavery. When the British that had them as slaves had to leave the Mosquitia because of the Treaty of Versailles, was an agreement that they had in France to put end to the war between Spain and England.
I don't know why some people want to live my life.
In the Mosquitia, they built up three communities. They built up Bluefields, they built up Pearl Lagoon, and they built up Corn Island. But they didn't just stay as black people. They mixed with the Kukras. They mixed with Indian, but not with any of the Indian. They mixed basically with the Kukras because Pearl Lagoon, Bluefields, and Corn Island was a territory of the Kukra Indians. And these black people mixed with these Kukras begin from 1787 to call themselves Creoles. Them begin to call themselves Creoles. You know, they had different choice. They could have continued calling themselves black, or they could have called themselves Kukras, but they prefer to call themselves Creoles. That's what the name them choose. I think it was more prestigious for them to call themselves Creoles than to call themselves Kukra, or to just call themselves black. Black was identified with slavery. Kukras was identified as Indian, as second-class citizen. But Creoles was like a more higher status. So those people, our ancestors, then began to call themselves Creole. And this is where the name Creole come from here on the Caribbean coast, is the descendant of the black people that was slave and mixed with the Indian, and some of them didn't mix. At the beginning, only the mixed ones start to call themselves Creoles, but with the time, all the black people, all the black descendants began to call themselves Creoles.
But what with that? Creole or English?
And speak Creole in process to better my language so well. I speak Creole with a new
No! Come on! No!
But what we speak in truth, we don't speak Creole. We speak... It's very important. Because that's still our, that our background language. That's what identifies us as Creole people, our language. The language that we speak actually is not Creole nor English. It's a new way of trying to better the way of speaking from Creole to English. Because the way of talking it sounds too, it sounds bad, it sounds like a person without education. Then trying to speak the correct English, what we call correct English is the pronouncing the words how it should be pronounced in a correct way.
Monkey diddy, monkey diddy, monkey diddy, monkey, monkey, monkey panthers. Kitty monkey diddy, monkey diddy, monkey diddy, monkey diddy, monkey, monkey panthers.
You think them should teach in Creole?
Yes, because we get to learn more about our language and we try to put it into practice.
I think that it is good from the cultural aspect, no, to strengthen our identity. I agree that people should know Creole and be proud of it, but I also think that it's very important to learn English. You know, the two things.
No, rotundamente no. That one I really don't agree with. I don't feel like Creole is supposed to be teaching class. I feel like it's not necessary. A child that learn Creole definitely because they grew up in a Creole thing. Nobody not teach them that, right? That come already in you.
But we talk Creole.
We is Creole.
Is we culture and identity.
Standing here, sitting on the beach, watching the girls on Corn Island, I say, London here, sitting on the beach, watching the girls of Corn Island.
Let go hear the Corn Island culture promoter, Joan Welcome, with a poem dedicated to Creole language.
The name of it is, What is Creole? Creole is this pretty language where we talk. Your first word and my first word, we come out of my mouth. Them pretty word will prove my background and make people know say me from the Creole country. Thanks to my ancestors, them, we were slaves, but only them body, because them couldn't control them tongue, neither them mind, we passed down to this piece of culture, because them know it would be a use to me in the future. Lot of people mark with pretty Creole because them no know the richness of the sweet sound just like honey from the comb. Them say it no got no grammar because it no standardized. Some people no accept it. You see any tree grow and bear without root? Creole is the fruit of our ancestors' root. And just like any other language, the people talk it, read it, and write it. Then why we make them, we no like it, frighten with?
Me black people remember, we have to defend the culture. Hey. Me black people remember, we have to defend that. Hey.
This report was made by the Nicaraguan Creole Group.
With the participation of
Joan Welcome from Corn Island, Shanna Lewis from Pearl Lagoon,
Johnny Hoxon, Bluefield, Arlene Hoxon, Corn Island,
Arja Koskinen from Bluefield, Rachel Lamson from Corn Island,
Janelle Gordon, Bluefield, Lauren Chavez, Bluefield, and Devonie Cuthbert, Pearl Lagoon.
Jacqueline.
Director, reporter, and scriptwriter Casey Correa. Producer, Bayardo Rosales. Editor, David Mondragon. Investigation and reporter, Shanina Ramirez and Edgar Santiago.
Radio Caribbean Pearl in Pearl Lagoon. Bluefield Stereo. La Isleña in Caen Island. La Costeñísima. Radio Huracán. And Voz Evangélica del Atlántico Sur.
This radio report is the final product of the project Development for the Journalist Network at the Caribbean Coast and Nicaragua, supported by VICES. The objective, to help professionalize and better with Creole communication and elevate our radio programs to create work for our young communicator them.
Jacqueline, Jacqueline, Jacqueline.